item is the meeting agenda approval.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. The next item is the approval of minutes on, for May 20th, 2026, regular meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the May 20th, 2026, regular meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. We have nobody here from the public to comment. Next item is the approval of the expense reports. May 2026, park and recreation expense report was $267,251.50.
So moved.
Second. Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. The following part of that expense report is May 2026, Legends expense report for $221,743.50.
So moved.
Second. Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. Is there any old business? Moving on to the new business, which is the new hiree.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the new hirees for Wednesday, June 27, 2026.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. Under new business, the second item is Maslin Museum Island Party Liquor Permit at Duncan Plaza on 7/17/2026. We have an attachment. What are we supposed to do?
Motion. Need motions to discuss.
Motion, please.
Make a motion that we vote to approve the Maslin Museum Island Party Liquor Permit at Duncan Plaza.
I'll second it. I do have a question.
Yes.
Is there, I see the permit, is there a special events liability or anything with this?
We haven't had any, that's the first, no, we haven't had that, no. They do sign the rental agreement with our, for Duncan Plaza. So anything, like any other rental, they do sign the whole harmless as well.
Who signs it?
The museum personnel.
Museum?
Yes, the renter, whoever the renter is.
So what you're saying is we're held harmless?
Yes. As with any park, it's the same verbiage. They've been doing this, what, for a while now.
Yeah.
So if something happens, are they coming back on the museum or are they coming back on us?
I would think they'd have to go back on the museum if anybody.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. The Museum Island Party Parking and Shuttle Service from the Rec Center, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Motion, please.
I'll make a motion. We approve the Museum Island Party Parking and Shuttle Service from the Rec Center from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Second.
They called and asked if they could use our parking lot that evening for the island party.
They're using the parking lot?
Yeah, they're going to use the outskirts we don't have any special events that evening, so of the normal traffic, we should be fine.
Question?
Nope.
Roll call, please.
Rivera?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartag?
Yes. Final item under new business is accept the Massillon City Hospital, I guess that is, Nurses School statue from Massillon Museum to be placed at the Duncan Pleasant.
So moved.
Second.
So why are we putting a statue?
I'd like to explain. The old nurses school, some of you may be, hey, we don't have to. They asked if they could, they'd like to put it at Duncan Plaza or another park, and I just thought, with it being part of Massillon, if we want to accept it, you know, I figure that's probably the best place for it, to be honest with you. If we don't want to accept it, we don't have to. Just that they asked if I would ask the board if we would accept that statue.
What does that?
There are some, you know, the only reason I thought of that, there are some things in our parks that have come over time. It was just donated and we put it in a park. It's kind of a common thing around cities to do things like that. We don't have to take it. I mean,
I'm just asking.
They asked us.
What is the connection?
It's just part of Massillon. That's the only connection. Not necessarily part of the parks. If we don't accept it, I'm sure maybe they'll find somewhere else to put it in town, and that would be fine as well. That's just.
Gonna say if they, what are they gonna do with it if we don't accept it?
I don't know the answer. I would assume they'll find somewhere to put it if we don't. They asked if we wanted it, so I'm bringing it to the board.
Any idea where in Duncan Plaza we would put it?
We looked at the part. The area straight across from Lieberman's is a big bed there that we cleaned out, and it's kind of open. We have some plants in there, but you know, it's something we do. I mean, if we can come up with a better idea or not, or we can vote it down. I mean, I'm not telling you how to vote. I'm just saying that's they asked, so I brought it to you.
There's statues all over the place. It's part of history.
Yeah,
it's pretty nifty.
Well, I have no problem.
As long as nobody graffitis it.
Well, I can't guarantee you that. It's bronze. It's life size. Sits on a concrete base. It's not. It's right there. It's probably less than.
Carrie, do you want that at the golf course?
It's like a picture. Plus golf. I like this.
There you go. Next to the angel.
Oh my God, I hate to see that go to waste. Carrie, sure. Going once.
We'll find a place for it.
He's going to be staring at you as you tee off.
I like this.
if you need a nurse, she'll be there.
So it would be right next to the museum's property.
Actually, across.
Yeah, right across that little alley.
Yes.
Yeah.
In that area.
Why don't they put it on their property? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know the answer to that. Apparently, they don't want to. They asked me, and I told them I would bring it to the board.
That's really got me thinking. They don't want to put it on their property.
I'm sorry.
Is it haunted or something?
I don't know the answer to that one either. That's a tough one. I don't remember it. I'm too young, I guess. I'm sure it was up there on A Street somewhere. But.
I just don't see what the connection is. I mean, I'm not.
It's just, I looked some things up. It is commonplace in cities to take donations that are historical to the city and place in, you know, sometimes they're placed in parks. That's the only reason I brought it to you. It's not uncommon to do things like this. But if we want to wait, it's in a garage right now and on rollers.
Legends Care Center.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Rivera.
Yes.
Coley.
Yes.
Hickey.
No.
Shartiger.
Yes. All moving along, Joe, you're up.
Well, we probably got a lot of mowing and trimming with the weather we had the last couple weeks, so. Just a few things. Jones, we put the soccer goals back up there. We cleaned up the pavilion roof. There was a bunch of sticks and chairs and stuff on there. And we told the kids that were up there, if they mess up the soccer goals up, they're gonna get taken away. So. Oh no, we took the fence and the shed down, filling the holes where the fence was at and beginning the demolition of the pool to be filled back in. Duncan, we pulled the weeds again, trimmed up some trees, wiring the flowers, resi, usual stuff with the resi. Cleaned up around the garage and the pump house with all the, keeping the basin trimmed down. Done it like four times now, just keeping it looking halfway decent. City came up and did the banks. Our machete machine is actually in the shop right now. Getting into trash, running trip, as I said, starting to do some power washing in the pavilions. So I got a whole list of other things to get done. Hopefully with the nice weather and the mowing caught up, we can get like some painting done, some playgrounds need painted, some backboards need painted, some just general things that didn't get done yet this year.
Any questions for Joe? Thanks, Joe. Ms. Carrier?
The golf course is doing very well. We're up 34,000 over last year at this time.
We got a statue you can sign.
We've had two music nights actually out at the Legends in the tent. Our first music night was Tuesday, the first week of June, and then last night we had a music night. We had roughly 60 people. Again, we're offering like discounted beer, discounted food during the event. It's from 6 to 9. We're gonna have two more events, July 1st and July 15th. That way they're not interfering with the city music concerts. We had the Maslin Chamber outing last Monday. It went well. And we also had two other outings last week. So we've been very busy. A lot of people wonder if we make money on those outings. Golf side, we usually break about even if we have an outing versus tee times. But on the food and beverage side, we make probably double or triple the amount if we have an outing versus tee time. So they're definitely money makers. We have our biggest outing Friday with 192 golfers. It's the police canine outing. So it's really neat. Afterwards, they actually put on an exhibition of, they have a canine out there and a guy dressed up and they show how the dog attacks and it's pretty neat. So yeah, we're having a really good year. So.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Sure.
When you say you break even on the golf, what do you charge a head?
Depending on the amount of players.
Okay.
So if it's, we try to have 144 golfers per outing.
Okay.
If it's less than that, the cost goes up.
Okay. So if you got 144, what does it cost per head?
It's $50 a head.
$50.
Yeah. Okay. If it's less than that, it's usually about $55 a head. Just on the golf side. And then obviously we can have tee times after the outing. So
even is it 55 including the food too?
No.
Okay, so you're not making any money on that?
Oh no, we are.
Okay.
Oh yeah. The food side almost triples what they make. On the golf side, compared to, let's say if there's 150 golfers, we usually put 300 people through a day, tee time wise. So it's, you have to charge a little bit more in order to make some more money. But like I said, we usually break about even. As far as like, I'm saying tee time day versus outing day. That's what I mean about breaking even there. We obviously make money each day. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any more questions? Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ms. Caroline is here. Any things you want to know? We do have a handout.
People like you.
Yeah, they play you for a lot.
Any one to Tiana.
Hey, we offered private and swim lessons during the month of May. Our total revenue for that was $726. We continue to market gym closures, programs that were coming up, like the farmer's market, lots in our lot, and the adult softball leagues. Adult softball did start the second week in May, which we have play on Tuesday evenings. We had a few special events. We had the outdoor movie night on May 22nd, the electronic recycling day, which was May 23rd, Memorial Day at Duncan Plaza, and lots in our lot on May 30th. Our memberships continue to be about the same. We're still doing well in that. 774 memberships were sold in May, with membership revenue of $19,850. Membership usage was 8,865, and our day passes are down a little bit. You'll see that with the weather changing, but we are still remaining steady here.
Any questions?
Rec center revenue going to be a plus or minus from last year, buddy? Do you have any idea? What direction are we moving in?
I'd say plus.
Plus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Can you attribute that to what, memberships of the gym?
Yes. And programming.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yep. Our the reservoir stream bank restoration project is pretty much done. They're still going through the punch list. They came back, did some work and replanting last week. They have to come back one more time, just clean things up a little bit and finish. They damaged it. They drove over the walking path in one area and it crumbled the side. They're coming to replace that as well. It's about a 100-foot section that they have to do yet. Reservoir Park, the pond project phase two, I am happy to announce that we will receive $750,000 from the state budget. So now we are with our Parks and Rec Legends, the money we received from the federal budget and the state budget, we're at $1.8 million for the pond. That's where we need to be to do everything except the walking path on the west side, the fishing docks, the fishing nooks, and the lighting. We are in conversation about where we're going to look for that rest of that money over the next couple months. Hopefully, ODNR grants, there might be a couple of those available for a fishing dock that is ADA compliant. That's what we're hoping for that. That's about $150,000. The walking path on the west side is about $300,000 to complete that, and then some fishing nooks and fountain. The fountains are included in that 1.8. I apologize for that. But the fishing nooks, which will be not necessarily a dock, which it'll be a natural area that they can kind of extend out into the pond.
Is this $750,000 going to go towards the lighting or the walking path?
No.
Okay.
Not as of now. That will get us to build a pond and everything on the east side.
Well, we already have the money for the pond, correct? Am I wrong on that? It's already done? Deal? Well, the pond?
No, now we do.
Yeah.
With the 1.8, we can build a pond and build everything on the west, on the east side, get the everything cleaned up with surrounded with rocks. Everything on the east side, not the west side walking path, not the west side lighting. We're not there yet with that. Okay.
I'm confused here. So the $750,000 is going towards what?
That gets us to $1.8 million. That's
okay.
We were
at $1.8 million before. Correct?
No, we were counting on that $750. That was including that we didn't know. We had not got that confirmed until last week. Actually, yesterday when I talked to the mayor, he said, go ahead and put it out there.
So the project wasn't going to start until we got the $750? Is that what you're telling
me? Yes. We didn't, until we got to 1.8, we couldn't say yes.
But we voted on the 1.8.
I don't know what you mean.
We voted for the 1.8. That's where I'm confused at.
We voted to give 800,000.
Yeah.
And then the Amelia Sykes approved 250,000.
Yeah.
And then Kishman, the 750,000. So that gets us to 1.8.
Yeah. But the 1.8 was there before, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what we were.
According, when Ted and Jamie came, they told us the 1.8 is coming out of Parks and Rec. Pretty much.
Well, we didn't. No, you're right. When we originally started, we were talking about getting a loan.
Yes.
We don't need to do that.
Okay.
We don't need to. We got the 750,000 plus the 200. We got $1 million. So that takes us out of getting a loan. So we're now, the design is not complete yet, obviously. Hopefully, I'm hoping by the end of July, maybe sooner.
But did we vote to get a loan?
No, we did not vote to get a loan.
Okay.
We put our options on the table if we were not going to get this money. So we don't need to get a loan now,
okay,
which is a very good thing. Other sources of funding, talk to the city, the administration about how we're going to do the rest of this. And we're in talks. They haven't decided on what that looks like yet, if there are other funding sources within the city.
And that would go for?
That would go towards the dock, towards the walking path. The dock, the ADA dock and the walking path on the west side are the first things that were on the design. The lights are the last thing.
Okay.
And the fishing nooks, I'm sorry. Okay, the lights are the last thing, and that's another, in fact, that's not even in the, that's a $500,000 bill.
Right, right.
So we, that would be something, if we could find funding for that.
I don't know. The original project was $2.3 million.
Yeah, it's like 2.6 total with the lighting. Yes. But, and then that was taken out.
Okay.
Off the top to say, let's get everything else done and then look at lighting.
I thought it was 2.3. When we were at that meeting, we said we'd take the lights out to go to 1.8.
No.
Yeah. I don't know about the docks and the rest of it.
Yeah, well, the docks weren't included in that either.
Yeah.
So 1.8 gets us a pond, a silt trap, aesthetics around the pond, and then, you know, if we need to get more money yet, and we need to find that. So we are.
Most importantly, we're not getting a loan.
Yes, we do not need to get a loan.
Right. Great.
Yeah.
It's good news.
Okay. I have more for you here, unless you have more questions about phase two. The boiler replacement finally started. We should have hot water by about 10 or 11 o'clock tomorrow in the building. As usual, the parking lot will be done in August, as well as the aquatics painting. We did add electric to the pavilion down at Lincoln Park. Our city electricians did that for us. The Lawndale gazebo project has hit a snag. They're waiting on brackets for the seating. Didn't know that until after they started the project, apparently. Splash pad fence is done. And then Bottoms Dog Park, we're looking at how we're going to design that with the engineers on square footage. And we'll start to get pricing for 2027 to have that get started early. That should be, we can do that early in the year.
Yep. Anything else?
I don't.
You guys got to have anything to go to your order? If not, the meeting is adjourned.